No matter what country you happen to live in, there are men and women who've gone before you, who sacrificed their lives in the hope of protecting your freedom. And that's a sobering thought. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Today is Memorial Day in the United States, a day when the nation remembers, honours and mourns those members of the military who laid down their lives in service. Traditionally, a memorial is like a statue or a structure to remind us of something important. But it doesn't have to be something physical. In fact, by far the greater memorial is the one that lives in people's hearts as they remember the price that was paid for them. When God freed Israel from slavery in Egypt, each household had to kill a lamb and paint its blood on their doorposts so that the angel of death, the last plague sent upon Pharaoh's Egypt to convince him to let God's people go, would literally pass over their homes and their lives. And God commanded in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, "This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, as a statute forever, you shall keep it as a feast." But that was only a foretaste of the true salvation to come. Many years later, Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed his blood to buy us our freedom. Freedom from the sin destroying our lives. Freedom from God's wrath when one day we stand before him in judgment, as we all will. Awesome for nations to set aside a day to remember those who sacrificed their lives to purchase the freedom of others. But the greatest sacrifice of all was the death of Jesus on that cross. Memorial Day. That's God's word, fresh for you today. But praise God, it didn't end there. Jesus rose again to give us victory over the grave, a victory that's meant to begin here and now. That's why I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv.